There, welcome back. The FBI says it doesn't need permission to listen in on cell phone conversations in public places. A report claims the agency and other law enforcement bodies are eavesdropping on calls using light aircraft circling cities. The system was reportedly designed to pinpoint criminals, but it's unknown how many innocent people's private chats are being listened to. Marina Portnaya explains.
The U.S. has more than 325 million mobile phones in use. And if they're being used in public spaces, the FBI says it doesn't need to obtain search warrants before scooping up private phone calls and text messages with interception devices. According to the Wall Street Journal, the federal government is using devices that mimic cell phone towers to dragnet data from thousands of phones while hunting for a suspect. The devices, known as stingrays or dirt boxes, attached to planes and cars, tricking cell phones into reporting their unique registration information. The sheer amount of data that can be pulled is raising concerns.
There's no reason to suck up 10,000 innocent people. I mean, it's bad enough that they're doing warrantless interception of one person's cell phone calls. What the FBI is apparently doing, if that report is correct, is they are just throwing out electronic dragnet, and everybody within reach of their fake cell tower, their stingray, their dirt box, whatever the slang du jour for it is, they're sucking up everyone's phone calls.
Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that the fake cell tower devices reportedly determine which phones belong to suspects and eventually lets go of the private data belonging to innocent citizens. Problem is, it's not clear what steps are taken to ensure citizens' private data.